book is in any of the stores and widely available, Journey of Souls, wound up taking the opportunity to ask better and better, detailed, insightful questions of virtually everybody that was under hypnosis. And he's published about 30 of these, which are all recorded. He recorded every session that he did. Therefore, it's quite interesting to have 30 people on the same masterful set of lies, if it was all lies. So therefore, I've tended to believe what the book says. And the book covers in great detail what these people were able to tell about what happened when they died in their last life. And the experiences are remarkably similar with everybody. And it turned out that as he gets into it, he describes how you have a family of souls, and that when you die, you are welcomed back to your family of souls. And then he gets into a lot more interesting things. And in your family of souls, there will be your guides. And your guides are going to be checking out how you did on that last life that you were down there working on. And as souls, don't have anything to hide. Everything is very open with souls, so that we all know which of us had a lot of greed or which one of us had a lot of lust and other problems. It's all obvious. And your family of souls will finally wind up getting you encouraged enough to think about going back and trying again to see if you can perfect some of the weaknesses that you may have displayed in your last go at it. And they wind up that you actually participate then with some of your family of souls in a new staged drama that is your life that you go through, and you get to see quite a bit of what this life is before you make your choice to come back and try it. But of course, that's all wiped out of your memory. And he covered the fact that some of your lives were on other planets, and covers an awful lot in the book. All I can do is give you the highest recommendation that I thought it was very useful, because an awful lot of questions as to why do some very bright people that I know wind up getting from their guides some entirely different information than other people's guides are giving them. And it really says that all guides are really another job that you have as a soul. You could actually be incarnated in a body and be actively living on this planet, but your soul, which divides as easily as an angleworm divides and is all part of the same, could at the same time be being a guide to another life, either on this planet or elsewhere. So it really becomes quite an interesting story as you get into it. And when you understand it, each guide is trying to improve themselves so they can become more and more perfect like the Creator. They even have a very special earth that they do some studies on, where you can do miniature creations and make some small mountains and some other things that you can work on. And
you can make some big ones, too.
Yes, exactly. So it was very fascinating to me to read all these in this very well-written book. And in seeing that, it explains really to me why a friend of mine can be deeply asleep, riding in an automobile, going extremely fast through France to try to get down to the Riviera with somebody driving, and he will wake out of a deep sleep and say, "Stop the car." And if he hadn't said it at that second, they would have just cleared the top of the thing and find the road completely blocked by a huge number of cattle, and they would have died. But his guide thinks that that was an appropriate way, whereas the next person, your guide says, "You didn't figure it out. You let the wrong guy drive the car. Too bad. That was it, you know."
That's called free will.
So, anyhow, I pretty highly recommend the book. I'm sorry.
What's the guy's name?
That is Michael Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. And I think The Journey of Souls is a book that everybody will greatly enjoy. And he's going to be doing some author signings across the country. And the only place that you're allowed to contact, because the poor man is not in a position to be driven to distraction by everybody in the world, needs to be protected in his privacy. But he will, if you contact the publisher, he will be going across the country and doing some author signings. And I think that we can... my first true thing when somebody is as good as what I felt this man offered is I want to figure out how to take the 1,200 health professionals that belong to the National Institutes for Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine, which are all into what Michael Newton is into, and get his excellent insight, because all these people are into hypnosis and all the other kinds of things, get it so that he's not the only one that's gotten this degree of enlightenment, so that the whole world doesn't have to try to beat a path to one man's door, and everybody can learn from this and go forward. So the fun that I have is I do, at this point in my life, I consider myself on a somewhat unique extended sabbatical in which I go to meetings and have the chance to meet hard scientists at universities that are doing research and unusual people who are lecturing on the Philadelphia experiment at the global sciences meetings. And so I traveling the world and meeting everybody in Germany that does what we call biological medicine in Germany, of which there's 17 different forms of what we call biological medicine in Germany, including spagyric medicine, which most of you have never heard of, as well as homotoxicology and energy medicine and cellular therapy. And there's very brilliant people who are spending their whole lifetimes doing disciplines that most of us never hear about, which is why I give one of my friends who's really busily channeling a lot of information on electromagnetic healing, I give him a lot of trouble, because I tell him, you're going very deep into one thing. I have the pleasure of looking and saying, well, where does light fit into this equation, and where does sound fit in, and where does the sun fit in, and what can you really do with cells? So I find that the entire equation is so exciting that I really believe that we will be able to crack the code of aging, and I really think that human beings will shortly be able to expect to have a far longer and still extremely healthy lifespan than any of us have envisioned. And I think that so we live in exciting times. We know that there's a lot of frightening things out there that are making these. I think there was an ancient Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Well, I think we've all chosen to be here in interesting times. Thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. You see, you don't need someone to do it for you. Ones come constantly to me, and the piles of information, inquiries, stack up. So many of you ones, especially in the scientific community, looking for free energy, etc. Don't think. You just do not stop and think. Why don't you have it now? Why do you not have the information now? The good news is that you will have it when it is appropriate and safe and usable. Right now they come and get it from you with a machine gun. And if you are naive enough to believe that the advanced techniques of one like Nikola Tesla, was he brilliant? Yes, he was brilliant. But he was no different. And you have all of that. And your enemy has all of that. Don't think for one minute that anything that Nikola Tesla created in your plane is not in use now. Your nations are in such trouble. The interesting thing about one of the articles, and I don't know whether we want to take time to read that and then discuss it, but the Omega program, obviously Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, is part of the ending program. Now let me tell you what the One World Order, or the elitists who plan to control your world and depopulate it. I warned you a couple or 3 years ago that when they finish the luxurious underground facilities in Australia, and they did that, and in January 2 years ago, they covered over the runways. You can only get in there now by helicopter. That's why one of these major towers, the Omega Tower, is off Australia. They are willing, ready, and able to completely sacrifice the entire northern hemisphere of your planet. They are prepared to literally turn your planet on its axis. It is not an unusual thing to change the poles, the magnetic poles. But can you imagine what's going to happen with 11 to 12% tilt? And for a long time, we were permitted to stabilize your planet, at least around the belt, what you call, I believe, your equator. I get some of your languages mixed up. But I think that's the English term for your mid-belt. That was required to be removed in the spring, I believe, of your year 1990. That would be what we calculate as year three. There is still the capability of stabilizing somewhat from both poles. You can get into your inner earth. And you have some of the tunneling systems by your elite that go right into that inner cavern. And this is why ones like Bird will be buried. And when ones like Forrestal find out what is happening, they just slap them into a mental institution, push them out a window. So you can't just go out there and preach truth. First of all, nobody will believe you. But it's getting more believable, isn't it? Everybody in this room, thank you, sir, has a lot more respect for what I've told them. Because we've covered every subject that you've covered so far. Hallelujah, thank you. It isn't that we're smart alecks about it. It is that I felt a real need to get as much information out and onto paper as possible before it could be stopped. And already, 9 of the books are banned. You cannot get 5 of them into Canada. You see, you are living in a political world that is coming down on you, and it is the Antichrist. And the next question always comes back to me from a novice or one just experiencing. Well, does that mean that you're an anti-Jesus person? Or does that mean that you are a Jesus freak? No, I'm not. Whatever you want to call Jesus, whoever, by whatever name you want to call a man, he is still a man. And to go through this religious garbage that a man can do very much for you is erroneous. And that is the one most controlling factor on your planet, religion. You can control everybody with religion if you get it just right. There are 2 ways to control, one by the negative impact, one by the positive impact. I'm going to try to follow Jesus. Jesus was a man. He was named Jesus by Paul in Greece after he was gone from the Holy Land. Did he die on the cross? I could ask you, was he even on the cross? And you would say, yes, my Bible tells me so. What about your Bible? Who wrote your Bible? Do you really think God is one of violence, hate, murder, and war? Every time you confront that Bible, you better ask that question of yourself. And every time you try to relate God to man, you better ask yourself very careful questions. Can I personally, as a physical embodiment, manifest, ideal thought of God, be saved by anything that man can produce? And this gets right into the continuity of soul. No. And when the idea came that through me is the only way you're going to get into God's realms, he didn't mean through me, a man, a Buddha, a Jesus, an anybody. It is through the teachings or the truth of God. God being light. You being coalesced light energy. That thought of God that goes and experiences in manifest form. You are the creation according to God's will. And of course, in the beginning and in the ending, you will be with God. With the capability of creation. But a lot have a long way to go, don't they? Wearisome journey with guides. So always we have to go back and look at what is. And if you are manifest light, form of frequencies coalesced, and that's all you are, and a compilation of minerals from the atmosphere and these various and sundry things that make up perfect cellular structure, each cell bearing your complete blueprint, individual. You have some real confrontations in front of you, don't you? And you have differing purposes for experiencing, for God to manifest you back. Some on this planet are expendable. Listen to me. I have no other language with which to speak to you in this room. Most of you don't speak Russian. Most of you don't speak Lower Hindu, Upper Hindu. So let's try to understand the thought explicitly. Implicitness destroys more things than man can count. And that's political, always political. Doublespeak. Well, I thought you meant. I'll tell you exactly what I mean. You are the manifest thought of God. That makes you thought. And that makes you really non-existent, except as God would project you to be. That makes your planet the illusion. This is a stage, having been, by the thought of God, projected. You have all sorts of varying physical things that have happened. You have bred out the soul of the majority of your population. What does that mean? We can talk about an energy form that goes on forever. Or we can talk about the energy form of God that goes on forever. And you can be bred out of your soul. You've heard the old term, selling your soul for something or other. It's not too far-fetched. And now, mechanical replicas can be made from DNA structures. These are replications. They bear no soul past the energy that just requires them to exist. Does that mean that these ones can never have soul? No, it doesn't mean that, but it means that usually they will not. Now, how can you tell the difference? Very frequently, you cannot. That's why you are people of the lie. You have absorbed everything they have told you. And until you can literally separate spirit or soul, and progression of that soul experience from this humanness down here that is ritualistic, binding, completely holding you to this place. You can't get off it. You can go out, you're going to come back. You can go up, you're going to come down. And it's a landing that will get you both ways. Because you have coalesced energy into matter. Now, you don't have to worry about that. Scientists can worry about it. So far, they've come up with the wrong theories. Even gravity is not what Mr. Newton said it was. And anybody whose work is going to be translated by Voltaire's mistress, I want to tell you, can be screwed up. She might have been a nice countess. She was not a bright woman. Mr. Einstein comes right from the lineage of the elite flukes. And unfortunately, Mr. Einstein played around with a group of politicians who had the monarch slaves. And you're not going to like hearing this, but little Marilyn Monroe had quite a fling with Mr. Einstein.
Oh, no.
And Mr. Einstein's wrong about almost everything that he projected of universal law. So when you realize that what you have been fed or trained or told since the beginning has been to pull you down and get your soul, once you can be convinced in the physical form that there is nothing else, they got you. And yet once you realize that that is all there is, you got them. But you're here, aren't you? And somebody on Glory Day, let's say, you know, this rapture, forget it. Boy, it's built into Bluebeam. That is a top intelligence program that dinked around with the Philadelphia experiment. That's the Montauk programs. That was underway and perfected in Europe before it ever came here to Montauk. And everything's gone underground except what they want you to see. And those facilities are being turned into concentration camps just as fast as they can hoodwink you. The capability, everything is in order to, in March, rapture bunch of you idiots. Are you going to be able to hang on to it when God is out there in front of you? You see, they can control your minds enough that you will see whatever they want you to see. And you can sit in the same room and the ones expecting Maitreya will see him as Maitreya. I can guarantee you that. And then they're going to show how some of you can just go to the clouds. Oh, my dear friend, you're going to become the cloud. I'm talking depopulation of a planet. How many people do you have in America, in the United States? Well, they're going to really thin it down. And you see, they have to do it by the lie. They have to do it hidden. Or you will rise up and you will put a stop to it. And that's why there is not a prayer of changing Washington, D.C. What is your fixation on Washington, D.C.? It is the vilest of vile, evil places. It put Sodom and Gomorrah to absolute shame.
True.
And when I get ready to knock some of these places out, I'm going to hit Washington, D.C. because those are my enemy. Because they plan to take out places like Phoenix. And they plan to blame us. They have structure, little people, little grays. Go look at Yitzhak Shamir. For goodness sakes, you want an ideal picture of a little gray. There it is. In all its evil glory. And even the little grays are taken advantage of. You see, this is not Jewism. This is Khazarian elitism. Those are the Antichrist, and the poor little Judean Hebrews got sucked into the lie, the biggest of all. And yes, indeed, and I don't want to belabor this, but you've got lizards walking around your mountains here. Right here, right from Northrop. And they're nice little beings. Well, they're very big, tall, skinny beings. They look like lizards, act like lizards, and go around and turn all your lights on your vehicles. Can these beings ever have soul? Yes, indeed, and the enemy ain't gonna like me because in the split second of an eye blink, I can give them life. But I don't have to. The point is, on your planet is free will choices. The choices mean what your soul is going to do out there and what you perceive is a future. Anyone who thinks you walk through this place for 70 years and it's over had better think again. And yes, indeed, there are places out there where we could safely put all souls and will. You guys think, oh, it's all over. All those nice people going to rapture, their souls aren't going to go anywhere except home to somewhere. If they believed enough in goodness to join in that rapture, they're just not very intelligent about the truth of it. That does not mean that they do not believe in God. You will be able to tell the rapture from the ones who just absolutely don't believe in any kind of God. That does not mean that these are going to go to be with God. They have a lot of lessons yet to learn. And they will recycle back as the thought of God allows that. And they agree and they go to serve. And you guys in this room were not as smart as me. I didn't come back down there to your place. I stayed up here. I stopped off because somebody's got to be the hands and the physical feet to bridge this gap that we're going to have here. And since your enemy is not going to allow you to have whatever will be needed to get you physically through, and he's out there trying to send stuff against you to bump you off, then you're going to have to do something for self to shield self. Now, about the best thing that could happen to Tehachapi, for instance, is to go ahead and have the earth changes and you're a big island out here. A zillion miles from anywhere. But unless you get a little more stealth in the larders, it's going to be uncomfortable, isn't it? Well, you're going to be lucky because we'll try to get a few people like Mr. Gordon or Dr. Gordon to be with you. and a few who know about herbs and things. By the time we get there, you one should be able to literally live without intake of anything save water and air. You are making these transitions as we sit here. And won't that be terrible on Sunday afternoon not to enjoy the cake?
We gotta have cake.
We'll ask for a special dispensation.
I offer that to you, John.
Thank you.
You need things for camaraderie. You need the relationships that feed the soul. And if it's over a cake, that's fine. You will find that these physical desires will basically begin to fade. Surprisingly enough, for most of the men in the world, you get busy enough, sex won't be on your mind all the time. You'll have too much to do. These will not be the big issues because you will have grown up. And you will have realized that you have been fed a bunch of lying garbage. It has been a protocol from the beginning. I'm talking about from the beginning of your time on the place. And I could just be flippant and say, well, it's your journey. Unfortunately for you people, it isn't just your journey. You've come for a purpose, just as have I. And each step has to be built in the way that allows us to continue to function. I believe that we're going to make it. They have thrown everything they could at Doris and E.J. Ecker, for instance. Gene has had to dig and learn things about the law that he never even thought he would ever consider. You don't have any justice system. The first thing you've got to do in your new government is get back your 13th Amendment that is gone. And get rid of the judicial system as it is. And anybody who belongs to the Bar Association is automatically no longer a citizen of the United States of America. Everybody hear me.
We find an island for them also.
St. George's. There's a nice cave on St. George's.
Is that down south?
Yeah.
You mean where the elite have their hidden bases?
Yeah.
I think that's a very good place.
Kind of radioactive these days.
All they have to do is give up their bar, so their club membership, and come into working for truth. There are few that still try to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of the ones that you see trying to do that are really not trying to do that. Everything you see happening around you, I suggest you reverse it, and you'll be right. 9 times out of 10. So for Dr. Garden and anyone getting this tape, that is why we have no group, we have no cult, we have no church, we have nothing. We have a bunch of good Nevada corporations, and we're friends. And I can't give anybody a higher recommendation, any status anywhere than friend. Relative doesn't count. Friend. And I'm talking about true friendship.
Commander?
Yes.
Where did Tony Lee's and Nevada corporations?
I'm pleased. maybe some of the rest of you will listen to him. Which brings up something else interesting. For all of you who think that I do not know that you're studying up on all the corporation bylaws, I know. And I'm going to make a blanket statement in this room right now. Forget it. I own these corporations.
Got the books aboard ship, huh?
How'd you do
it? I wondered why they were.
What you want is exactly what I don't want you to have. No offense meant, but in the meeting the other day when Mitch says, well, they just pound and pound and pound and I don't know what to tell them. And Rod says, yes, we need to know what to tell them and what to write. Nothing. Nothing. What you're really saying is tell me what I can tell them, which is exactly what we don't want you to do. That's why you're incorporated in Nevada. Well, who owns the corporation? Nobody. Nobody said you had to be smart. Well, you mean you would work on the board of directors for something you don't know anything? Well, that's right. They didn't ask me for an IQ. That's something Judge Brent asked you for. And if you don't measure up, out with you. Off with your head.
And throw you in the pulpit for not knowing.
Nope.
The law against ignorance.
There's no reason for the board of directors, for anybody, to know where the book is, but who cares?
That's right.
That's the best protection we have.
Absolutely. And you forget, there is a big difference in the board of directors of the corporation and a management of a company. And if you blow your only shelter left, then you deserve it. But I'm not going to let you blow anymore. I'm not even going to let my people come under the gun anymore. They don't mind. Well, they mind, but I don't mind. You know, Horton. Greetings, Commander. I find it amusing. Dorma found it awfully irritating. And then you start on, don't you know. All the while, what are they doing? They're trying to get the $350,000 that George Green stole. Get your balance right. E.J., read today's writing. I want to discuss Russ Bucker a little bit. I just want it on the record. I don't even need to discuss it, but I am really getting irritated with this one, too. Now, this man is already blaming Ed and EJ for his problems. So I have to go on record today.
I want to know what happened to all that good CIA money.
Me too. Cheap sons of guns.
Writing from Sunday, February the 5th, 1995. Dear Gunther. Or maybe, dear Gunther. I don't know really how I meant it.
Dearest.
I appreciate your continued interest and inquiries regarding Gunther Russbacher. I will, however, clear up a few things right now and hopefully put the matter to rest. I have a portion of a letter sent to a close friend, and it does, of course, both embarrass and bring pain to one's ear. First of all, the letter came to precious friends who did everything they could do for the Russbachers. Then when the phone bills got so high by use of Russbachers, Eckers, by actually taking out the collection, paid for them. Over and over again, money was sent to Rusbacher's, again from gifts or collections. Remember, Gunther was working on funding in major amounts for projects here. He was also working on the Philippine gold transactions. The help was considered but an investment in a joint effort to gain funds for our work. There was no misunderstanding. Eckers only met Gunther twice and once almost got killed for the effort. It has been a bad experience for all involved. It is not our business as to what Gunther or Ray Allen do with their lives. It is our business when ones are hurt by another friend's antics. I ask that a portion of this note be put to paper here because I want to respond. First of all, Gunther asks that L.A. send some coffee, some cigarettes, Pall Mall without filters, and if not a watch, then at least new leather bands for the one he has that is ailing. So far, so good. Why would anyone in Austria have to have a friend in California send such items? He goes on to say that he can't ask his wife because she is broke. Now for the painful part. Quote, by now you might know that my trial has been postponed for the second time. More data from EJ and Ed is required, I am quite sure. I may have gone overboard on using the cards, but it's no reason for them to lower the boom on me. Ouch! Ray, too, is nervous as hell, and she was present during the whole issue.
So was Father Cleary.
When I told you, quote, to always remember that I loved you guys, unquote, I meant just that. I don't say things like that merely for the hell of it. I meant it then, and I mean it now. In that respect, nothing has changed. I wish that EJ would write the court and get me off the hook. Who knows? Maybe he'll do so for all our sakes. My arteries have closed down again. I am in need of a new bypass surgery. I'll go in for a new checkup in 2 weeks. Sorry about the arteries.
Sorry about that.
The commander was playing his fiddle during that. Oh my, that was a nice violin solo.
Bleeds for you.
Let's see. Sorry about the articles, Ray Allen's and Edie Koenig's. However, Ray is fit to be tied. She saw all my work dissolve virtually in front of our eyes. It wasn't pleasant at all. There is more, but it is private for the receiving party, and I do not overstep my boundaries in privacy invasion. However, I do intend to respond to this in kind. Just the facts, ma'am. There is no more data required from any parties involved save the credit card companies. E.D. Koenig asked a good question when she asked, quote, how can people on food stamps afford a credit card which could hold $35,000? Obviously, the answer is they can't and don't. There have been no charges leveled against Gunther Rusbacher as such, nor against Ray Allen. But I believe the parties on the stripped end of this game are getting more nervous and itchy than Ray ever could. I would guess that Ed Cleary wound up with some $12,000 to $15,000 against a couple of his cards, unauthorized. And Eckers over a period of time well over $35,000 against various things at various times. The final straw broke the camel's back with the effort to charge $22,000 in cash to the card. There is no way these people can pay off debts of that magnitude for the remainder of their lives. Either Ed, who is now in his 80s, or the Eckers, who have nothing. They couldn't pay the bills. And they both told the Austrian police, when the police contacted them, that they couldn't pay such bills and the charges were not authorized. Oh, there were many others, and would have been more, if we hadn't warned you readers. there was one ten.